Hugin and Munin, and Odin's Eye. Ravens always follow their whims, independent thinkers given to hijinks, wayward flights to their fancy. Hugin and Munin were Odin's eyes, though he only gave up one for knowledge. Hugin flew straight over fields, reaching far, searching wide, scouting that which could not be seen from the vantage of a human eye. For Odin had cast his gaze so distant that only giants could elude its ray to remind that gods are fallible, beings made of grandiose desire. When Odin sacrificed part of himself, he then sought completion for faults, enhanced by immortal instruments. To be all-seeing, Odin wished to peer in all directions, whether Midgard or Asgard, so breathed life into night's hidden wishes, two inky creatures to see beyond the shades. Hugin winged on, gathered thoughts, those he found inert, floating above ground, and Odin's decree cast him far, to reap the essence of humanity, as it wafted away, a snuffed candle's trail. Munin launched from Odin's shoulder, moving behind, backward seeking, for thoughts that lived in the past as memory, but also as desire, dreams to exist for a better future. So it was that the ravens spread their feathered cloaks, blankets of smothering incandescence that covered the worlds as they flew hunting for Odin's eye, or other juicy eggs to swallow. But ravens have a mind of their own, two eyes where only one was needed to aid Odin's view into the human mind. Hugin and Munin flew on an indirect path, leaving their call upon the land, filling their bellies with entrails of the fallen, before giving Odin his daily reports, skewed by a bird's-eye view.